Good morning. Skies continued to clear out overnight. However, a persistent northwest breeze is funneling in Arctic air early this morning, and most everyone is starting off in the single digits and lower to mid-teens for the new week. Sunshine will dominate today as high pressure continues to slowly work its way toward us from the Great Lakes. The northwest breeze will persist through the day, however, the wind not quite as strong as it was on Sunday. Despite just about full sunshine, though, high temperatures will be well below normal and mostly be in the upper teens and lower 20s, with some locations across the higher terrain staying in the lower to middle teens for daytime highs. Skies will be clear tonight and the wind will diminish. Temperatures will drop off relatively quickly, and most everyone will be in the single digits, with some places going below zero by sunrise on Tuesday. With that same area of high pressure dominating the weather through the early part of the week, we'll have more in the way of sunshine during the day Tuesday. A weak disturbance pivoting through southern Canada may produce a few scattered clouds during the afternoon hours, and temperatures will be a touch milder and make it into the lower to mid-20s on average for daytime highs. For the middle of the week, the same area of high pressure will continue to keep us dry. We'll enjoy a good amount of sunshine for the day on Wednesday and moderating temperatures back into the lower and middle 30s. Some clouds will mix in with sunshine on Thursday as even milder air starts to head our way. Still, it will be dry with highs around 40. Then any sunshine will fade behind increasing clouds on Friday as the next disturbance approaches. Out ahead of it, highs will be in the lower 40s. Still some question as to the exact track of this next system, but it does look like we'll have to at least put the chance of some rain and snow in the forecast for both Saturday and Sunday with highs in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, in the wake of the weekend storm currently tracking toward Newfoundland, drier conditions and cold temperatures will settle into much of the east through the first half of the week. Frigid low temperatures that dip below zero will be common across the northern plains and Midwest. On Tuesday and Wednesday, some of the more anomalously cold conditions will be centered in the southeastern United States, where sub-freezing temperatures will extend as far south as north-central Florida. On average, much of the eastern half of the country will see temperatures range between 10 and 20 degrees below normal. Additional lake-effect snow showers will also be possible. Meanwhile, the first in a pair of low-pressure systems will approach the northwest, resulting in light rain and some high-elevation snow in the Cascades. As this system dissipates offshore, a second but more potent storm will send a large plume of moisture that will reach the west coast late Monday into Tuesday. Periods of rain will be common in the lower elevations of the northwest and northern California, while mountain snow will fall across the Cascades and the northern Sierra Nevada. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light snow showers and fog, 6 below zero with a north wind at 28, gusting to 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany this morning, partly cloudy skies and 11 degrees, the dew point 3, 69% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 9 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.12 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 30s, Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with a few snow showers and highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 17, the average temperature 28, that's 6 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 2/10 of an inch of snow, for the month now 5.1 inches, which is 6.0 inches below normal, and 35.3 inches for the season, which is 7.4 inches of snow above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 53 set in 2006, 1986, and in 1951, and the record low 22 below zero in 1970. Sunrise this morning, 7:20 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:52 p.m., 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid to upper teens. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the mid-20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows 5 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the upper teens. Partly cloudy tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, breezy today with highs in the lower 20s. Mostly clear tonight, 0 to 5 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds later in the day in the mid-20s. Mostly sunny, mid-30s on Wednesday. A mix of sun and clouds on Thursday near 40. Increasing clouds on Friday in the lower 40s. And mostly cloudy Saturday and Sunday with a chance of rain and snow and highs in the mid to upper 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.